Coach Steve Addazio of Boston College. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing outstanding. This, you know, we talk about it every year. This thing just gets bigger and bigger, and it's a result of the conference, isn't it?
I mean, the conference is at an all-time high right now. You know, you're talking about the best conference in college football. So, I mean, you got to capitalize on that, you know, and it's exciting.
Your defense this year, you know, I mean, obviously within the conference, so electrifying, the great quarterbacks, the great high-scoring offenses. Tell us about BC's defense.
Well, I think BC's defense is going to be, as usual, it's going to be extremely impactful. I mean, we've got some marquee players.
Yep.
And they have the ability to change the game. Harold Landry's one. But along with him, Zach Allen and Wyatt Ray up front, they all can rush the quarterback really at a high level. Connor Strahan, Ty Schwab as the inside linebackers. Our back end is all back. I mean, I feel good about where we are defensively, and I think we'll still have a great opportunity there. I think offensively we're going to be maybe 360 degrees better than we've been in the last 2 years.
Okay.
I think we finally have matured our front, and we've upgraded our talent level and our speed and matured it. Our problem last year was they were just young guys, but now I think they're matured. And I think we'll be able to get our offense to where it needs to be this year, which I'm excited about.
Talking with Steve Addazio, coach of the Boston College Eagles up in Chestnut Hill, the ACC kickoff, Joe C. and Rick Ballew. Everything that you got from your days at Florida, your days under Urban, and you know the rich resources that were there, do you still feel like you fight that a little bit at Bethune or at Boston College to be able to get the resources that you need?
Well, resources in what avenue you talking about?
Dollars, recruiting,
yeah.
The ability to hire the assistants, the you know amount of money that you can commit to that, all those things. I know they have to be a little bit of an uphill battle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every place is different and it has its challenges. And, you know, at BC, there's a very strong commitment to, you know, bringing guys in that can really handle the level of academics that have to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't say that, you know, we're not engaged in an arms facility race or those types of things. I mean, we're looking for the young men that, you know, really value their degree and their education and want both. They want to play a high level of football, but they want to come out with a meaningful degree, and that's very important to them. And you know, it's a guy committed to both. And, you know, we're going to be attractive to that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I grew up in Boston, suburban Boston. And
can't tell from the accent, can you?
Was there during the, you know, the Flutie years and all of that. And I'm good friends with some BC grads, guys who live in Jacksonville, played in the league, like Tom McManus and Dave Wydell and everything. And you know, you talk about recruiting and academics. I knew midway through my sophomore year I wouldn't be able to get in to BC. I packed up and left and went to school at Florida State. They took me. All right, BC wouldn't.
That was then.
Yeah, and it was.
And that was then. They took people then.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, it wasn't that easy to get in out of state from Boston. I did pretty well in school, but not good enough to get to BC. Back to that, though, in a pro town, I mean, Flutie was one of the Heisman, beating Miami the way they did, and with the Sox and the Celtics and everything. I mean, the platform is not there like these backwards places in the ACC where you go, like Clemson and Tallahassee, where there's no pro sports. How hard is that for you in your position?
Well, you know, it's a challenge. I mean, I'm a Northeast guy. I understand the culture. No, it's not like being in Gainesville, Florida. I spent 7 years there. You know, no, it's different. But, you know, you've got to win at a high level. And you know, it's an arena where you've got to have a product on the field and you've got to do something. They're not just going to come because for generations they came and watched. There are some people, obviously we have those fans that are long time, but not with that rabid passion maybe that some of these other schools have. So I think it's incumbent upon us to have a great fan experience.
Uh-huh.
I think it's incumbent upon us to, we have to win at a high level to have, you know, but even in the best of years, it wasn't like, you know, we were sellout now.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a different arena. But I tell you, we beat USC a few years back in our place, and it was electric in there. And, you know, I'm a believer that I've been in them all. I've been in all the stadiums. I've been in everywhere. And I just think that every place can be special. You have a team, and they have a competitive fire and spirit, and you're winning, and you start to, you know, excite people. You'll pull them out in Boston as well. One of the things I like to tell people is the number one sport in America is football, pro football, and then college football. And there are great college football fans as well as pro football fans in Boston, Massachusetts, okay? It's not like all of a sudden, oh, they're just pro fans. No, that's not true. They're rabid college football fans. Now, we've got to make it more part of the weekly culture to go to a college football game and not just a pro game on Sunday. And can that be done? It absolutely can be done. And, you know, we've got to go about being relevant and bringing that back. And then that's a whole other discussion, all the things that entail
right.
that.
Right.
You know, but like I said, we played Notre Dame a couple years ago in Fenway. It was as electric as you can imagine.
Incredible game.
USC a couple years was electric. You know, and we'll have those games this year. We have Notre Dame week 3. That'll be an electric crowd. You know, the other thing at our place is, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You know, you got to, you know, some of these schools can bring in some smaller opponents and they're still going to sell that stadium. For us, we've got to bring in, you know, attractive opponents, which has another piece to it.
Sure.
You know, but I think the most important thing is winning.
Yeah, close to wrapping up with Steve Addazio, coach of Boston College. And Boston College being so far up east, do you feel like in the time that you've been there that people are getting a little more familiar, a little more in love with the Atlantic Coast Conference and all the other members?
I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
You're talking about the best conference in college football. I mean, if you can't get excited about that, then I'm not sure what you're getting excited about. I mean, I don't know what to say to anybody. I mean, who, you know, two defending national champions, Heisman Trophy winners. I mean, I don't know what to say, you know, to that. Yes, I think that's accurate. I think, you know, we've got to go about the business of being in contention. Mm-hmm. And I think that will go a long way to, you know, our place is a tougher place to energize, to excite. It's not really any different, even in the pro levels, really. I mean, you know, right now we're at a high right now. You can't get any better than the Patriots, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, and the Red Sox, I mean, you know, they've, you know, what was it, 2 years ago? You know, they won it all. I mean, you know, so I just think that that's what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's up. Hey, 1-385, some of your younger guys, you got – some difference makers. That
we do.
Maybe some BC fans, not household names as of yet.
I don't think any of them are really household names, just because they were all that kind of that mode,
uh-huh.
You know. But I think guys that are ready to really kind of pop out to being real legitimate guys in this league.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Jeff Smith's a guy. Okay. I think Mike Walker's a guy. I think Kobe White is a young guy no one's heard of. I think you're going to see a couple of our tight ends really break out. Tom Sweeney. Is a guy. I think John Hillman's going to have a hell of a year. You know, we mentioned on defense, I think Will Harris, Zach Allen, Wyatt Ray, Harold Landry, Connor Strahan. I mean, those are guys. I think we have them, and they're going to start to bud and emerge. And I think last year the greatest thing you saw was we found a way not to win an opening game last year in Ireland, and we found a way towards the end of the year to learn how to close it out. And then we went into a bowl season with a lot of energy, and we played our finest game in that bowl season. I thought that really stimulated. We went into the winter. We had a great winter. Recruiting is unbelievable for us right now. We had a great spring. I mean, I think that's what it is. I think it's, you know, turned the corner in terms of that stuff, in terms of building that confidence. Guys got to learn how to win and what that means. And you know, sometimes you take your lumps along the way, but especially in this conference. But I think it'll shape us.
Coach, best of luck. We always enjoy checking in with you and seeing how things are up at the end of the tee, Chestnut Hill. You can go up there and enjoy a little BC. We ought to get, like, shuttle Tommy McManus up there to give a fiery motivational speech to the players. He would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, nice. I love it.
Tommy's a good man, no doubt about it. Yeah. Hey, Steve, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, Steve Addazio, the head coach of Boston College, with us here on 1010 XL in 92.5. FM. All right, we got much more to do. We're way behind the post, so let's take a quick one. We'll be back live from Charlotte.